finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find.
All right, we're going to continue this ride into Freedom Excellency. Your host doing assigned host duties, not quite flawlessly, but doing his best. Gary, you were saying?
Well, the Social Security thing's got me whipped. I talked on the show with you and John once before on how to solve all this money I've paid in, how to get it out. Now, I don't know if this leaves me any wiggle room or not, but when I made out the application to actually get the Social Security payments, I signed it, my name as agent without prejudice or recourse, UCC 1-207, all rights reserved at common law.
Okay, so you accepted the legal relations that you're operating under and contracted yourself right in. They loved it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they like it when you do that.
How do I get my money back?
Well, there is a way, and like I say, once you can read through the book and get on the website, we're going to have a lot of that stuff available. I explained it one other time on the air. I don't really want to go into it again. We've got a lot of people backing up.
Yeah.
But you can get your money back because you're leaving the United States.
Yeah, I remember that program. In fact, I went through all of John's Thursday night programs for the last 2 years. It took me two weekends and a week to do it, and it kind of brought a lot of things together. But
listening to this stuff a number of times helped because you're trying to break through the cognitive dissonance of reprogramming your worldview.
Oh,
so, Gary, appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again in the future, and we'll move on to, oh, it's Desi. I think I know who this is. How many Desis in Texas can there be? How are you, dear?
Fine. How are you, Ed?
Good.
Good.
I guess we have a mutual friend up in Oregon.
Oh, I assumed we did when you were talking about Mel V. Norton without saying Mel V. Norton.
There you go.
You mentioned a case, and I thought, I know that case.
Yeah. I like that case, don't you?
Yeah. It's a real simple, nice little case.
So what's on your mind today, dear?
Well, I wanted to joust just a tad bit.
Let's go.
First of all, you might
need to correct me because I don't have all my facts right either.
Well, you mentioned that John Jennings had found that there's a state. How did you say it? A state relationship with Social Security?
That the IRS operates under the states.
Well, that's not really true. They operate under a state plan that comes straight out of the Social Security Act of 1935.
Correct.
So if you go in and you read the original Social Security Act, it mentions state plan, state plan, state plan.
Correct.
Now, Ralph Winterode has secured the state plan for the family services in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that all the judiciary, all their decisions are reviewed by one person in Seattle. Because that's the region that Alaska belongs to.
Correct.
So all the judicial decisions, or what appear to be judicial decisions, are reviewed by one person to see that they meet the criteria of the Social Security mandates.
Which sounds a whole lot more like a corporate administrative function than it does a legal governmental, doesn't it?
Well, there is no government. And
exactly.
I kind of get a little upset when people put government on it because it's nothing but agencies.
Correct.
These people operate through agencies that are executive in nature, not under the executive, but executive nature under Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Congress that's at the bottom of the whole thing, and, you know, people want to blame everybody but the people that put us here, and it is Congress. And I also think that it isn't just we people that have been asleep, because these people have woven a web that is so difficult and so complicated and so hard to understand and goes to so many levels that even if somebody was paying attention, it would be very difficult to get around it.
Will you hang through the break, dear?
Sure, I will.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back with the National Intel Report.
The The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, today your host is actually Ed Waller, sitting in for John Stadtmiller, and I have the lovely and talented Desi on the phone from there in beautiful Texas. What were we talking about, Desi?
We were talking about the nasty Social Security.
Yes.
Now,
that got it all started, didn't it?
Well, it is at the heart of everything. It runs through everything. It runs through the traffic, all registration, all driver license, everything. A portion of that goes to Social Security. And it is the originator of the welfare system.
Yep.
And so the IRS was created in the 1935 Social Security Act. It created the Internal Revenue Service. It created the Bureau of Justice. It is my opinion that all of these courts that the people have to go into are simply Title 42 courts or Title 4 courts under Title 42, but they're all 42 courts to do nothing but generate revenue, because that's what the Social Security Act was for.
Correct. It's to redistribute wealth and administer the new democracy that was created.
Right, but the only purpose for the IRS is to fund the welfare system, and they are the collection agency, not for the government, not for the Congress, but for the Social Security Administration, because that's where they were created. So when people think there's no justice in the courts, well, there is justice in the courts. However, that's from Justinian, and that's Roman or serfdom law. So there's no fairness in the courts. But the courts are like corporate courts, and it says, oh, you were in the Army, and they told you to go out and peel potatoes, and you didn't do it, and now you get mad when they bring you in and punish you for not peeling potatoes. But one of the things about a compelled benefit, in addition to the Melanie V. Norton nice little case there, is if they want to hold you to a benefit, if they want to compel you to a benefit, or if they think that you're a citizen of the United States, or you're one of the corporate citizens under their charters, then all you have to do is ask for the certification of your vested benefits, because they can't hold you to a benefit that's not vested.
Correct.
And that's kind of a nasty little sticky wicket. And hardly anybody ever goes there. So if I'm being held to a benefit, wonderful. Could I please have the certification of the vesting, and therefore I can start my pension plan right away?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. And the state plans. Everybody, what people need to do is start looking for the state plans, because those are the things that hold you administratively, and they are also telltale. I've spent the day reading Supreme Court cases about the judiciary and what constitutes a judicial determination, and there are none, by the way, in this day and age. But that a judge can't sit on a case in which he has an interest. If these are all Title 42 courts or Social Security courts set up under the Social Security Act, as I believe they are, then the judge has a vested interest to rule against you in any of these cases, because it is his job to raise revenue for the Social Security plan.
Well, I mean, you can find so many conflicts of interest. Here in North Carolina, we've actually proven by state records that the state receives $2.4 million for every child they seize by the DSS.
Well, there's no question about that, but if you go a step farther, like, for instance, I happen to have physical possession of the interagency plan, but the Attorney General of Texas and the Office of Court Administration, whereby the Attorney General contract, this is on child support, so this goes to four of Title 42.
Right.
So what happens is, according to this interagency plan, the administrative law judges in the regions in Texas appoint X number of associate justices. The associate justices are simply attorneys that are chosen for this spot. Their one and only job is to go into administrative hearings, which don't appear to be administrative in nature. They appear to be judicial in nature to the poor schnooks that have to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But the associate judges sit on one thing only, and that is administration of child support or collection of child support. Now, what the interagency agreement says is the associate judges are paid by the attorney general. The prosecuting attorney, or the attorney that brings the suit, is an associate attorney general of the state of Texas. The attorney general pays the judicial district for the court on that given day so that it appears it has the appearance of a judicial court, although no judicial court personnel appear in the court. So it's purely administrative in nature. The attorney general pays the judge, pays the attorney, and pays the court to issue a judgment in the attorney general's favor.
Correct.
And we have the state plan in hand that shows exactly that that's what they do. And that is...
But you see, the reason they can get away with that is because everyone there is by silent agreement or contract.
Well, they can't even get away with it if everybody's by silent agreement, because they put people in jail all the time. And the Supreme Court, they are bound by Supreme Court decisions. The Supreme Court has said that you cannot lose your life, liberty, or property without due process. Due process means that you cannot be put in jail without judicial process. So you can't be put in jail. I mean, it's always rubber stamped by a judicial officer after the associate judge makes that determination. But that is absolute lack of due process. And so even if they were the slave or the serf or whoever it is that they presume them to be, even if they were that, that is illegal process. It is RICO to the highest extent. It is treason.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't go there because you don't have any rights as a U.S. citizen. They can pretty much do with you as they want.
No, no. It is presumed you don't have any rights, but you can never, ever waive your unalienable rights. It is presumed. Those are presumptions. There is no evidence that you have ever knowingly or willingly signed a contract that made you a slave. And it's only presumed up until that point.
But that's how they got around Pollock and everything else, was by having you volunteer to contract into these jurisdictions where you don't have any rights.
I understand that, but you still have certain rights, administrative rights, in those districts or those areas.
Mm-hmm.
But all of it is presumption, and once you break the presumption, or you contest the presumption, or you say, show me the contract that made me a slave, then that is treason at that point if they continue forward. And they do.
Oh, absolutely. I think once you break the rebuttable presumption of who you are and all those issues, and what we're finding, Desi, and I think you find this too around the country, when we do that, you walk out of there, they're very kind. They are respectful, and they say, please leave my court. We have no jurisdiction.
Well, we don't find that in Texas.
Well, we're going to have to straighten some folks out, because so far in North Carolina, Michigan, Washington, they just walk away.
Well, Texas is a whole other country.
Yeah. You've mentioned that numerous times.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a different kind of a place, and we have sort of an uphill fight with a good old boy system. But I think that people give these people too much credit by saying you have no rights. It is presumed you have no rights. I have every right there is possible.
It is presumed unless you have evidence to rebut the presumption. And that's what I started telling people earlier, is you've got to create the evidence that you can bring it into court and say the rebuttable presumption has been rebutted.
Well, I think that once you transfer the burden of proof, that I simply say, I deny that I'm a U.S. citizen. Do you have anything to prove that I am not?
Well, all they got to do is come in with a Social Security card.
No, they don't. No, no. All right, fine. That's a Social Security card. Could you please tell me the contract that I signed that made me a slave, that I waived all my other rights? And, oh, by the way, while you're at it, will you please bring in the certified copy of my vested rights, my vested benefits?
And how has that been working?
Well, we've just been doing this for about 2 months, so we haven't been able to tell yet.
Okay.
But it will work, because unless they're I've got Supreme Court cases up the ying on that one, that they deny anything. I mean, people that have gone back in and said, you owe me under Social Security, you owe me, and they say, that's not a vested benefit. Don't even try that, chum. Well, if it works that way, then it works the other way. You can't presume that I have waived any rights if you haven't, in turn, replaced it with a vested benefit.
Okay.
I mean, it's a big, big chink in the armor.
Well, we'll stay in touch. I meant to call you the other day after our mutual friend brought you up and said he'd talk to us. I got to call her, and then you know how that goes.
Well, feel free to call me anytime, Ed.
I sure will, dear. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Oh, I haven't even refreshed my list, but we got a bunch of people. Joe in Alaska. Brr, I'm cold already.
Well, we, and appreciate you taking the call. I just came across you on the web. You said some buzzwords that got me going, and, of course, on the screen there.
Okay, Langley probably picked up on them, too, so we're all being monitored.
Well, oh, sure. Oh, that's clear. Going back to the the Paperwork Reduction Act notice, somebody pointed out to me some time ago that the one that comes associated with various tax forms is not the same as the Paperwork Reduction Act notice that comes associated with signing up for the Selective Service.
Well, yeah, there's no OMB numbers on it. It's bogus.
No, there's no penalty defined.
Correct.
In the Paperwork Reduction Act notice that says we're empowered to get this stuff from you, we can use it, we can take it, we can ship it, and in the notice that says you're supposed to sign up for enlistment, it says the same thing, we can take the information. Then it says that your failure...
All right, hold on through this break, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll.
Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Based on my age group, I could rock out to that for a while. You come back to the National Intel Report. This is Ed Waller sitting in for John Statmiller. And I implore you listeners out there who find this information useful, educational, challenging, or any other thing of value, call into the station, make a monthly pledge. A lot of us give our time and energy to this. We have a goal of educating the people so that individually they can restore their lives to a state of liberty and unimpaired rights. It's up to us. As you know, it's been going on for 140 years. A lot of people have fallen down on the job. And if you've tuned into this station, you probably at least have an inkling of the magnitude of the job ahead of us and the steps that we're going to take. You have to do it individually. You have to sever your legal relations with the beast. You have to reclaim your rights. Nobody can do it for you. And in order to do that, you have to be educated. So we try to bring you information that's pertinent. You know, you've got folks like Desi out there, myself, John Ainsworth, numerous other guests that are part of this station, and, of course, the full-time staff who work hard to make this something more than just an afternoon ride home. So, Joe in Alaska, we were talking about what?
Well, we were talking about the notice that the information they ask you for in your taxes is accompanied there by the penalty There is no penalty. That's what I say. There's no penalty.
Did you get to hear the beginning of the program?
I missed that.
Okay. I went through a whole dissertation that was actually information derived from Senator Harkin's.
All right.
On why arguing the tax code is an exercise in futility.
On the screen associated with my name, did you get something about my real interest here?
I did not.
9/11?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Okay, I'm a family member, distant. I'm distant in that I'm in Alaska.
Yeah.
And that Vincent was my distant cousin, and he's one of the firemen that we say was murdered in the South Tower and the North Tower on
mm-hmm.
that day. The reason I bring it up in this context is if, as now Dr. Jones from Brigham Young University and other professors
mm-hmm.
In physics and all are saying, we reopen the investigation, and if 9/11 proves to be something other than what we've been told, the things you wish to change about the tax code, the things I wish to change about the abuses of government in general, become a matter of fact, because it would change so many things and open up so many questions.
Okay, but I would propose to you
yes.
that U.S. citizens
yes.
who are de facto players in the corporation
mm-hmm.
don't even have standing to correct those items, and the courts have ruled this.
No, this would be this would come from all directions, even outside of the United States, because of the international nature of the victims.
I understand, but you're looking for a cause celeb when the ultimate cause of action here is the fact that you've been deceived at least since 33.
Oh, yes.
And until you get enough education to understand that it's sure. not just 911 they've lied about.
Oh.
It's everything from, you know, the Civil War, both World Wars, Vietnam.
Well,
everything's been a fabrication to give
yes.
you an appearance of reality for reality.
Well, let me suggest that this is my personal experience. Having
yeah.
put together a rather complete assemblage of the various evidence about the anomalies in 9/11 that have never been addressed by the commission or FEMA or all these, by assembling those, I get a lot more out of an audience as far as motivation than if I spent the same time trying to explain the tax code to them as best I might know it or be able to.
I don't want to explain the tax code because I don't care about the tax code. That's why I'm trying to get people,
I mean what, you know, your position to get them to understand the fallacies and the lies and all in that issue. And, of course, if they did order the building to come down, Building 7, then they, you know, if, like the fellow says, they either let it happen or they made it happen. And it seems to me something of such enormity that it would make these other issues, we would rewrite the whole book.
Well, I'm all for it. I hope everyone does get the message out. I, of course, have personally educated myself on that issue at great length.
Let me talk to your people off the air. There's a 1982 Philadelphia case where I was instrumental. I've been 35 years in the courtroom doing jury selection in high-profile cases.
Okay.
And let me talk off the air, and then you might want to get in touch.
Okay.
She'll
get your name and number and pass it along to me.
Yes, I'll do that.
Thank you. Have a good day. Next is Eddie in West Virginia. That's my son's name.
Hello, Ed.
How are you?
Fine. I want to thank you, the first thing. Thank you for being there. And you should have a doctorate in education relative to law.
Well, fortunately, I didn't go to one of their places of higher education, and therefore my cognitive skills are still intact.
Yeah, I understand that. The question I have, number one, is how do I get a copy of this program that I can present to the governor's secretary in this illustrious, illegitimate state of West Virginia? I engaged her on a radio talk show. She could not confirm that the state was a corporation. She wanted to dodge it and go around it. And I pointed out that everything is a state, and the state is a corporation.
Well, just hang on through the break, and we'll talk about that some more.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, Eddie in West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm right back here.
Okay.
All righty. I was asking, is it possible to get a copy of this program by any means?
Yes, you can get on rbnlive.com.
Okay, I can do that.
And download it. Go to the show archive.
Oh, all right, I can
National Intel Report for today's date, and it's there, free of charge.
All right.
Bring it down in MP3 format.
Okay, fine, because I need a copy to afford the governor's secretary. She doesn't even understand how the state operates, and she expressed that on local talk radio. And then there's a local news reporter that he's trying to sort of state that all of a sudden he believes the state is a corporation. And the current governor is the chief executive officer. Like, it's all brand new news to everybody here in this illegitimate state. Now, the next topic is, since we are, in my opinion, according to the Constitution of the United States, an illegitimate state, what legal procedure should one or a group of people pursue here in this state of West Virginia to return it to constitutional authority, i.e. under the state of Virginia?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is actually create a lawful state, okay? Because remember, right now, the only thing that exists within the territory, the geographic boundaries of West Virginia, is a composite state. It's a federal instrumentality that has only U.S. citizens voting in its elections.
No, that's true. I can't argue that.
Some
express way I can bring this forward to the people.
Well, what you've got to do, and this is kind of the purpose we're hoping that manifests out of our book, is that people will sever their legal relations with the U.S. Once they do that, they can't vote in, you know, their corporate election.
Right.
So they lose their ability to participate in the political process.
Right.
Okay, so
they
then...
They rescind all contracts with this de facto United States government.
Right. So then if you get a couple hundred, maybe, if you're lucky, a couple thousand of those people together, all they have to do is a declaration of reestablishment. Now, this is my opinion. I can't give legal advice.
That's
what we did here in North Carolina.
Right.
You do a declaration of reestablishment. You get a meeting together. You hold elections. You put people in office. And you start running your state. And one of the first things you could do is a declaration by that government that says we are still part of the lawful state of West Virginia, and it may have to go to court.
Well, that sounds good. Now, the economic condition of the state is now that might work. Getting 2,000 might be able to get 20,000.
Let me tell you, the economic condition of all the states is deteriorating at a rate you would not believe.
But we rank 11th in taxation, 49th in per capita income. Is that a little pressure?
Well, all the eastern states are taxed. North Carolina is very high, too. I mean, that's just the nature of this beast.
Yeah. Now, the last thing, when you introduced yourself, states don't have boundaries, and I correct you on that. It's Article 2, the state relative to the Constitution of West Virginia.
Yeah.
They just used the county lines against Ohio, Pennsylvania, the section cut off from Virginia, and Kentucky.
What you have to do is go back to your original Constitution, the 1776 state Constitution, and see how the boundaries were defined, and you'll see that they have not properly stated the new boundaries of the corporate state.
That would have been 1863, the original Constitution.
No. Better be 1776.
Well, you're talking about the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's the only thing that matters. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
I
was bringing up today to how the power brokers in that period of time, 1863, broke this state down.
I understand how they did it, but like I say, you'll find that it's not legally valid in the way that they did it.
Well, I have no question there. And one other thing before I go clear here.
Okay.
The first governor, ladies and gentlemen, was self-appointed. I yield the phone to the next caller.
Thank you and have a good day.
Right.
Okay, Doug in Texas, let's try and get you in.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Ed. What I'm curious about is in the new, I'm not sure what you're calling it. Is it Citizens of North Carolina? Is that what they're going to be called when you get this whole thing established?
Well, we're already established here. We've been here since 1997 when we did our Declaration of Reestablishment. We noticed President Clinton and we noticed Governor Hunt at the time and asked them if they had anything to say about it. They didn't. They remained silent. John Ainsworth was visited by some intelligence officers who wanted to know a little bit more about what we were doing. He explained to them what was going on. They said, well, we just want to make sure you're going to use our courts. So we've been in their courts, and they always throw us out. They won't hear our issues. So I guess we're complying with their request. But in this state, I'm a senator for the county of Buncombe County here in North Carolina, in our republic, the North Carolina Republic. I do what I can to help my constituents. We've got a handful of citizens within this county that are part of the real republic. We have got our first license plates out. We're getting ready to convene our own court because we know we've got to do that. What else do you want to know?
How do you guys handle international travel? Passports.
We don't do it through the NC Republic, but through our book and what we're going to try and teach people about legal relations, you can get a passport for a citizen of the U.S. of A., an American national, not a U.S. citizen.
I've contacted everybody that I can get my hands on, including the attorneys, you know, that are handling it for the State Department, and they claim that that's not possible.
Well, I've held one in my hand, and you have to go through the State Department. So if you've been to the State Department, it's the right place. Now, you know, maybe too many people are doing it and they're trying to play games, but it can be done, and that's one of the things we're going to make available to people is how to go about doing that, who to get in touch with. And you know, like I've said numerous times, there may have to be some court challenges on this stuff. You know, if they're not going to do it, first of all, it's dereliction of duty. It's a whole bunch of violations, denial of rights, denial of citizenship, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, there's going to have to be some pretty interesting challenges to make these people realize that the people have decided of their own free will what their status is and that they want lawful government back.
Okay, so you say that it's a U.S. passport for what? A U.S. national, or what is it?
For an American national citizen of the U.S. of A.
American national citizen of the U.S. of A, okay. And you've seen a passport that talks about that?
I've held one in my hand.
Where? How did you get a hold of one in your hand?
Well, just that's between me and that person, okay?
So in other words, you know somebody that's been issued one?
Yes, I do know someone who's been... Actually, I know several people.
Hmm.
They do exist. They are obtainable. Of course, they don't want to. They're going to deny things, but you have to go to the State Department. And, you know, we're going to go through this process for a number of us so that we can document and pass out the right contact information, et cetera.
Okay. That's what I'm after right now. Is I don't mind leaving the system, but, you know, I can't give up my passport because of my travel needs.
And there's no need to. Now, the thing we haven't solved, to be honest, is renting a car. I spent 40 minutes on the phone with legal counsel from the one of the top two, you know, car rental companies. And, you know, he's adamant that the way they are protected from liability is they have received a valid state-issued driver's license. So that one's going to be a tougher one to solve. We're going to have to work through it, and that may have to be one of those that goes to court.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not so much worried about renting the car as I am just, you know, how do you traverse the airports and the
Well, that one's easy. Okay, there's definitely a solution already existing for that. we've got the ability to work because you can get an exempt number from the Social Security Administration that does not bind you into their jurisdiction. So we've got the big two, which is international travel, and that solved. What we're still working on are some other little issues regarding CDLs, you know, nurse's licensure, doctor licensure, all those kind of issues.
And this is all going to be available in a book or something soon?
Well, the book is going to teach you about what happened. The rest of it's going to have to be on the website. Because, you know, a lot of this stuff is a work in process. We don't want to wait till everything's done to bring the book out, or we're not going to get people started down this road.
Right. Well, when do you expect to put something up about the passports? I'm in dire need of that now.
As soon as this book is turned over to the publisher, we're going to move our attention to those issues.
And when do you expect to turn that over to the publisher?
Within 10 days.
Great. Okay.
Always,
it's great to hear your show. Thanks
okay,
for everything
thank you.
You're doing.
And Vincent, Indiana, come on in.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm just alive and well. How about you?
It's like you're having a good discussion there. Like,
we try.
I haven't listened to you in the last couple of weeks, but...
Well, shame on you.
Well, I've been put up. I broke my ankle. And now I'm back at it again. So.
Good deal. What's up?
But, you know, I want to share one tidbit of information. I watched what they call the A&E, or not, the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
I get the satellite dish, and they give us the things that they don't like people to see.
Yeah.
But they had a young kid in 1993. He was 14 at that time. Defended himself against a child molester, a known child molester, in the state of Georgia. Well, what he did was he stabbed and killed the child molester in the self-defense. The Georgia contended that the kid, at that time, this is the juvenile justice system set up through the Title 4 D court, claims that he lured the guy in there, but they couldn't charge him as an adult. So they had to put him in the juvenile justice system, put him in jail, or through the juvenile. He served 10 years, but now his family fought and appealed to the state Supreme Court of Georgia. And here's something that most people don't know. in 47 of the 50 states, abuse of a child or rape of a child is not domestic, or is not an act of violence.
Okay.
And therefore, you're not, a person is not entitled to defend themselves. They can't even injure the perpetrator. And if say a person like myself,
that's because of the form of law that you're dealing with. That, if you heard the beginning of the show, I told you there is no law. There is no government. There is only a public trust and relative rights. And everyone's confusion is derived from the fact that they don't understand the law form that they live under.
Yeah.
That's why we're trying to educate people into understanding the law form you live under, because it's absolutely imperative for you to understand what's going on to understand the law form that you're living under.
But they brought this case forward almost in about 2002. This young man now is 22 years old. You know, he had to, they gave him a new trial because the Supreme Court of Georgia said, yes, that is now an act of violence. And they kept running through, he spent 5 more years in a county jail. And they kept running through prosecutors and blah, 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 blah. They finally got to settling it. And the new judge came in and said they agreed to some term because he got tired of it. They ordered that he had to serve 21 more months. And the judge said, you've served all your time. You're free to go. After 5 and 1
there
hour
are point. Millions of political prisoners in federal jails right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're there because they didn't understand the legal relations they had with the composite state. Okay, everyone is a tragedy, but the problem is the people with, through their own ignorance and silent assent, agreement, and contract, brought themselves into those venues where they could be trapped and held under these, political charges.
Oh, yeah, and I think, and most people would look at you, though, if you thought you were being a political prisoner, you made that claim, they would have you carted off.
Well, the people are easy to fool because they're ignorant. I mean, you're talking about all the symptoms of this problem. What we're trying to get to is the disease. And the disease is simply that people are ignorant about the legal relations they have, about what they're dealing with. They think there's still a constitutional republic out there. There hasn't been since at least 1933, and I can actually make the argument that it goes back to 1868.
1868, because I was going to answer your one of your questions with your previous caller. The state of Indiana, where I live in Indianapolis, Indiana, our original form of government was a township form of government, and then they came in 1868 and established the counties.
Well, you're actually a commonwealth. Well, where are you located? You're in Indiana.
Indiana.
Okay. Yeah, you may have been township there.
We're township, because our state of origination, I believe, is 1819. I'm not sure about the exact year, but the original form of government was township form of government. And then the counties were established as a result of the incorporation of the state in 1865.
Yeah.
And most people don't understand that. By hook, crook, or sink, that everybody's, hooked in as a benefactor, so-called benefactor of the state.
That's what I tried to explain to people on the opening segment of the show. So, Vince, I appreciate your call, and keep us in mind, and keep listening.
Okay, I
hope you heal up.
I will. Thanks very much. Have a nice New Year's.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. I did it. I actually got through all the callers. Wonderful. Once again, thanks to Desi for calling in today. She added some heft to some of the things I had been saying. Always welcome. people, you've got to understand that we're being destroyed by being distracted. We're being distracted by the day-to-day fights when we've got to pull back, we've got to see the forest for the trees and understand what's going on. You're not operating in a republic. Your rights have been taken away. It's a composite state created. And I guess maybe next time we'll go through some of the Black's Law Dictionary updates in version 7 that go right to the heart of this matter. They're telling us openly. But keep in mind, the issue right now is that the Federal Reserve is losing the ability to sell their notes. And I think you understand what happens when that happens. We'll be right back after the final break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The last segment of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, December 29th. This is Ed Waller sitting in for the inimitable John Stadtmiller. Once again, the National Intel Report. In these closing minutes, folks, you have to understand that we get sucked into these fights over our personal issues. You can't fight this system. You can't win from within the system. It has been set up to suck out your energy to ultimately deplete you of anything you might have to fight with. Not only that, it's not a fair system. The system is set up to service the debt, to spread the wealth, to take care of the welfare, and keep the bankers happy. That system has probably run its course. Like I said the last couple of times, the Federal Reserve can't sell its bonds in October. They only sold about 75% of their bonds. In November, they only sold about 22%. That is how the government raises money to pay its bills. If it can't sell those bonds, it is insolvent. And those bonds, of course, are denominated in Federal Reserve notes, which means Federal Reserve notes are virtually worthless if nobody wants them. So keep an eye on what's going on over the next couple months. If this trend continues, it portends drastic things to come. So let's all pull together. Let's try to understand what we're dealing with, how it got to be what it is. And in the meantime, please call into the station. We need your financial support. I receive nothing for doing this. I do it out of my concern and interest for our nation, that the people who have been deceived by the people who control the educational system, and I'm not talking about your teacher down in the corner that, you know, that teaches Johnny's class. I'm talking about the federal people who control the content of the education we've received since the Civil War. These people do not want you to know. They want you dumbed down so that you're easier to control, easier to steer in the right direction about what they want you to believe. We're in a battle for the hearts and minds of our nation. You have to decide whether you're in the fight or whether you'd rather sit on the sidelines and let somebody else fight the fight for you. The problem is that if you're listening to this show, you're already one of the few, one of the elite, who at least is willing to ask questions and try to understand that what's happening is not what you think it is. It's all been orchestrated for our benefit so that we have an illusion of freedom, an illusion of our republic, instead of the reality of the de jure 1789 constitutional republic, not a democracy. The democracy was implemented in 1933 in a grand experiment. The people lost their money and they bought in by silence to play in this new democracy. I don't want a democracy. We all know what a democracy is. It's very destructive, right? It's two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. I don't want to be dinner anymore. I want to work with the American people to educate them so they can make their own free will election. Nobody can do it for you. Okay, this is the courts have ruled, and then what we're going to show you is that they've said it's your decision. So don't mean to lecture. Have a wonderful new year and a blessed year to come. This is Ed Waller on the National Intel Report for John Stadtmiller. We hope to hear from you soon.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.